Okay, we're starting today, Daf is Nun Vav, we're starting at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Watch them up for the week. David Avram Ben Miriam, Orli Pnina Bar Racha Frida, Yomir Bat Chaya, Daphna Chaya Bat Sari, Lanamir Bat Dina, Reza Bat Pesha, Rafal Aviv Rachamim Ben Sipora, Yoshua Dan Ben Naomi, Roni Bat Sara, Avam Muna Bat Chava, Yililoi Nishmat Harav Tzvi Chaim Ben Lea Etzel, Vimosh Chaim Ben Aviv. Okay, Hamigadef, and we're starting a new mission. Hamigadef Eno Chayav Ad Shifareshet Hashem. Now we're getting to the next category that was on our list of those who get skila. So we have the Megadef, those who curse God. So according to Tanakama, Eno Chayav Ad Shifaresh Hashem. He has to say Shem Hashem. He can't just say, if someone says something about God and he says, I curse him, okay, or, you know, something like that, without saying Hashem, then he's not. It's not chayav.
Which shem Hashem?
So we're going to see, but it sounds like any shem Hashem, okay? That he just has to say some name of God. He just can't say, and I agree. Let's say someone cursed God and he says, and I agree. Or he says, and I curse him too, or something like that, but without saying a name. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, Bechol Yom Danim Et Ha'edim B'Kinoi. And now we get to an issue, right? This is classic. When, you know, this goes on, and someone says, did you just curse? What did you say, right? You don't want to say what you said if you curse, right? So what do they do when they get to court? And the Edim say, I heard him say he cursed God. But how can they say curse God, right? We don't want to say that. So what do they do? Throughout B'chol Yom, what they mean is throughout the judgment, while they're judging the person, Danim Et Ha'edim B'Kinoi, the Edim use some sort of kinoi. Now, we have two different ways of using the word kinoi. Here it's going to mean something, and later it's going to mean something else. So let's not get confused. A kinoi is a nickname, but what they mean here is, and the Mishnah gives an example, like Yake Yossi et Yossi. Okay? Yossi is a kinoi right now for God. Now, we have Shema Meforash of God, the Yukevavke. Okay? Then we have all sorts of things that are called kinuim of God, other names that people use to refer to as God. So here, we're not referring to that type of kinoi. Here, we're referring to the Edim use some sort of other term that isn't the name of God at all in any way, because they don't want to say curse in the name of God. So they use some other word. Rashi says Yassi, why Yassi? Because it has four letters, maybe like Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, like the Shema. Okay, and it starts with the Yud. So they use some, but it doesn't have to be Yassi. They use some sort of a name that means that the guy was cursing Hashem. Okay? Remember this format of Yake, Yassi, Yassi. We're going to get back to this. Because if Yassi refers to Hashem in both cases, it means God should hit God. Okay, we'll see what that means, why they use that term. But you can't really convict someone without having the Edim actually say he really cursed God. So all along while they're doing the Diyun, they just say the Kinoi. But Nigmar Hadim, but if they actually conclude that the guy is guilty, Lo Horgim B'Kinoi, they won't kill with just hearing the Kinoi alone. Ela Motziin Kol HaAdam Lachutz, they remove everybody from the court. V'Shoalin Et HaGadol Shebenehem, last time we saw the Gadol Shebenehem was the Gadol of the judges. Now we're going to ask the older of the witnesses, or the more important of the witnesses, V'Omer Lo Emor Masha Shamata B'Feirush. And then, it's just the judges and the Edim, nobody else in the room, and they say, please tell us exactly what you heard. V'Hu Omer. And then he actually expresses it using Shem Hashem. V'Hu, since the Dayanim heard someone curse God in front of them, even though, right, they were just, it was somebody saying, right, they make a very big deal out of this. Since they hear someone saying this, HaDayanim Omdim Al Raglehem V'Kor'in V'Lo Ma'achin. They tear Kriya, because they heard that, wow, somebody really cursed God, and they don't fix it up. Like, they never sew up that spot that they tore. That's Lo Ma'achin. V'hasheni Omer Afani Kambohu, V'hashlishi Omer Afani Kambohu. Okay, any further Edim, obviously it doesn't have to be three, but if there were three, every Ed then says, oh, and I heard like him, I heard like him. And they don't actually say it, but for us, they want to, right, even though normally we don't allow that kind of a thing, but in this case, we allow it because we want to minimize. Again, as always, there's this, on the one hand, you want to make sure the Edim actually saw and aren't just, you know, we want them to express it. On the other hand, we don't want it to be expressed too much, so we do this in between. Okay, the Gemara starts out, Tana, ad shivarech shem bishem. Okay, this is saying, this Braita says, not only do you have to, like our Mishnah said, ad shivarech Hashem, so he said, I curse God, let's say, but it has to be ad shivarech shem Hashem, using shem Hashem, like the terminology used in the Mishnah, yaket yasi et yasi. They had to have used some term that indicates that almost like God is cursing God, something along those lines. Where do we get this from? Amar Shmuel de Amar Kra. Okay, now let's start looking at the pasukim. Before we start quoting this pasuk, I want to read the whole section so we get an idea of where this appears and what the context is. And we're going to see all the pasukim that we're going to soon darsh. So it starts out in Vayikra Kaf Dalet. There's the famous story of the Mikalel, the person who cursed God in during the Midbar. Vayitzei ben isha Yisraelit v'hu ben ish Mitzri b'toch b'nei Yisrael v'yinatzu b'machane ben Yisraeli v'isha Yisraeli. Vayikov ben isha Yisraelit et Hashem v'yikalel. Okay, so the son of this woman, the Israelite, curses God. Notice it says here, Vayikov, which is going to be learned as to curse. And then it says Vayikalel. Okay, which sounds almost like maybe he did two things. We're going to see, is it all one the same, or is it two? Vayaviu atol Moshe. Okay, so they bring him to Moshe. Shemi Moshlomi bat Ivri l'matei dam. We're not going to get into all the parshanut of the Ben Ishai Israelite and why they call her this, etc. Vayinichu b'mishmar l'frosh lahem al pi Hashem. So then they put him in jail right now until Moshe figures out what to do. V'daber Hashem Moshe l'mor, hotzei et ha-mekalel l'michutz l'machaneh. Hashem tells Moshe, take him out l'michutz l'machaneh. V'samchu kol ha-shomim et yideihem al chosho, v'ragmu oto kol ha-idah. From here we learn he gets stoned, because ragmu oto is stoning. V'el b'nei Yisrael t'daber l'mor. Now once this happened, what does he say now, Hashem? Go tell b'nei Yisrael that they should know. Ish, ish. Okay, we're going to darshan. Why the double ish? Ki yekalel Elohav v'nasa vono. Okay, when he curses God, he will be nosei chet'o. V'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. Okay, here's the punishment. If you're nokev shem Hashem, you will get the death penalty. Gom yirgamu bo kol ha'edah. The entire community is going to stone him. Kager ka'ezrach. Okay, also the ger, also the ezrach is chayav in this. B'nokvo shem yumat. Because he used the shame of God, right? Because he cursed with the name of God, Yumat. So now, what's the drasha going to be here? Now, first of all, before we even go on, I want you to see the context of what comes after. Just interesting. I'm not going to mention, like, necessarily say anything about it, but I thought it was interesting just to see where this comes up in context. Then it says, "Be'ish ki akeh kol nefesh adam mot yumat." Okay, if you kill someone, you die. U'maken nefesh behema yishamena nefesh tachat nefesh. And if you kill an animal, you'll pay nefesh tachat. Right, you pay the damages in place of the nefesh that you took, right? We don't take your nefesh. You can see this sort of right, it starts with cursing God, it goes to killing man, then it goes to killing animals, then it goes to hitting people. Shever tachat shever, ayin tachat ayin, okay, etc. So anyway, and then it ends with Mishpat achad lachem kager kezrach. Which was the part that we darshan, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Remember, the Dine Mamonot and Dine Nefashot have things that are the same. And then the parsha closes with, Vayidaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Vayotziu et ha-makalel mechutz l'machaneh, Vayirgamu oto aven u-Bnei Yisrael k'asu. Just thought it was interesting that all these mitzvot are in the middle of the Mikalel section. I don't know if you've ever paid attention to it, but notice even Kaf Gimel ends it, right? You would have thought they kind of kill them, the Mikalel, and then you have a list of mitzvot, but here the list of mitzvot all happen before they kill the Mikalel, which views all of these somewhat in the context of cursing God, that somehow cursing God and doing all these other averot are connected. That's food for thought. Okay, going back now to the Gemara, it says, where do we get this from? Ad shivarech shem b'shem. Amar Shmuel d'amar kra, v'nokev shem, Hashem mot yumat, v'nokvo shem yumat. There's repetition in this pasuk. So because of that, what do they say? They assume that this means that you're nokev shem Hashem bin nokvo shem, using the name of God to curse God, which I think this is hard for us to understand because we don't curse in general, but we don't really curse in this way, right? It's, you kind of use the name, like yaket yossi et yossi. That's what they mean. You know, that sort of, you sort of indicate that God should curse himself. And that was the Lashon of a curse. Again, you probably had to be living in those times to understand what people who cursed, how they generally cursed. But according to this, if you didn't do it in that way, you wouldn't be chayav. Okay, so now the question is going to be, they're going to raise, how do you know that nokev is cursing and it doesn't mean something else? Okay, nokev would generally come from the Lashon of a nekev. What's a nekev? A hole. Okay, so that's generally the context. So the Gemara is going to ask, Mimai dehainu kev lishnib dibruchehi. Now the Gemara, again, just like they don't want to say someone curses Hashem's name, they also don't want to say the word cursing in the context of Hashem, so they generally say baruch, which is the opposite, and it's lashon segina hor, we've seen that before. Livruche means actually to curse, not to bless. So how do you know that nokev is a lashon of cursing? Dichtiv ma'akov lo kabo'el. Where's that from? Bil'am. Remember, that's what he says. Okay, so umazam lo za'am Hashem. So now, there, we're going to assume that ma'akov comes from Bil'am, which means cursing. If you're going to say that, now, for every, we saw the psukim about the punishment, but where is the azhara, just like we saw with the arayot? We need both an azhara and a punishment. So the psukim we saw were the punishment. But where would the azhara be? We're right now in the beginning of a question, which is sort of telling you the answer. If you're going to say that that's the case, we can suggest maybe it's not. So right now they're saying, you think that ekov, right, that nokev comes from ekov, and then it means to curse God. In which case, where's the azhara? Where does it say you're not allowed to? That's a pasuk from Shmot Kafbet. In Parshat Mishpatim, it says, Elohim lo tekalel. Remember that pasuk? Elohim lo tekalel, v'nasiba amcha lo teor. Now, there, Elohim could be, we've seen before that Elohim sometimes means a judge, or sometimes means God. So they say, so Elohim there must be God, meaning you can't curse him. But if you want to say that, we learn, number one, we have to, every time we're going to do this, we're going to have to say where we see the Shorash Nakav in the context of whatever definition we want to bring, and then where we find an Azhara for whatever that Isser would be. So right now we're saying, the assumption is Ekov, Nakav comes from Ekov from Bilam, which means curse. And the Azhara is from the Pasuk, Elohim lo tekalel. But Ema, Mivrazu, we saw this word before, maybe it means, we saw it either to stab, remember with the peh of the, how do you know that Saif isn't stabbing, but it's cutting off the head? So maybe Mivraz, maybe a better definition would be to pierce. It's to pierce it. Dichtiv, Vayikov chor bildalto. Okay, right? He made a hole in the door. Okay? V'azhar temehach, right? That's from Melachim Bet, the story of Yehoyada Kohen. We won't get into the details. And if Vayikov, that's just the shoresh, right? So the root of Nakav is to make a hole, to pierce. V'azhar temehach, v'ibadetem et shmam. When you get to the land, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to wipe out the names of all the Elohim Achirim. Lo ta'asun ken la'ashem elokechem. And don't do that to God. What do we think it means to wipe out the names? It means to cut any kind of cloth where the name of Hashem is written. Maybe that's what it means. So when it says, v'nokev shem yumat, it means someone who pierces a piece of paper where shem Hashem is written. Okay, and here, and the azhara would be from ibadetem et shmam and lo ta'asun kein. Don't do that to God. There's a lo ta'ase, and that would explain it. So what are the answer? You can't say it's that because what did we already say from the first brayta we saw? Be'inan shem b'shem v'leika. You have to curse God with using the name of God, and this doesn't. If you just pierce a piece of paper, you're not using the name of God to do it. Well, the Gemara is now going to suggest maybe we could find. It's going to suggest two possibilities where you actually could mean piercing, and you could ki'ilu use the name of God to do it. How so? Ve'ema demanach shnei shemot ahadade ubazalehu. Maybe you could put two names of God, one on top of the other, and cut through, and that would be your chiyuv, because you were ki'ilu ripping shame with shame. It's not exactly with shame, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. Hahu nokev v'chozer v'nokev hu. That's not good enough, because that's just making one hole and making another hole. That doesn't mean using the name of God to make the hole, so that doesn't work. Ve'ema dechayik shamapua desakina. Maybe you engrave the name of God on the knife. Then you use the knife to pierce, right? We're getting very creative here, to pierce the piece of paper, right, the parchment, in which case you'd be saying, well, the knife is the name of God. I'm using that to pierce this paper. That would be the real migadef, ubazaba, right? And then you would pierce it with that. So that is still not good enough because ahu chorfa disakinahu de kabaza. It's the blade of the knife that's piercing it. It's not the name of God that's piercing it. So therefore, they reject the possibility. It sounds a little silly, but what are they really doing? Again, the real root of Nokev is to make a hole. So therefore, they want to go and make sure that they close off all possibilities that Nokev means making a hole. And why are they going so far as to do this? Because again, if you're going to kill someone for doing something, you want to make sure that you're killing them for what the Torah really meant that you're killing them for. So therefore, they want to kind of rule out all other possibilities. Next option, there's going to be two options. So one was making a piercing a hole. The next is Ema Perushe Shmehu. Maybe it means to say the name of God, and that's enough of cursing, because again, it shows lack of respect for God. Dichtiv, how do we know that Nekev is to Lefaresh Shem Hashem? Because again, we're going to have to find two things. Number one, how do we know the root Nekev means Lefaresh Shem? And number two, where is the warning against doing such a thing? So, Vayikach Moshe Aharon et Hanashim Ha'ela Asher Nikvu Bashemot. They took the people that they had specified by name. Okay, so here you have Nikvu means specified by name. Vazharte Mehacham, where's the Azhara from? Et Hashem Elokecha Tirah. You should fear God. And if you don't fear God, right, using expressing his name, saying it for no reason, is not showing fear of God. So now the Gemara is going to again bring questions on this. There's going to be two problems here. Again, you're not using the name of God to curse God, according to this. Ve'od havile asharat aseh. Ve'asharat aseh lo shmei ashara. Et Hashem lokach atira is a mitzvah aseh. It's not a lo taseh. You can't have an ashara from an aseh. Hashem lokach atira means go fear God. It doesn't say, right, do not fear God. So therefore, it's not worded in a lo taseh format, in which case you can't say that's the ashara. So they reject that possibility. And now they're going to bring a further proof how we know that it's not Lefaresh Shem Hashem, but it's in fact a curse. V'ibaytem amakra, this is the pasuk we saw. Vayikov vayikalel. By the Mekalel, what did it say? First it said vayikov, then it said vayikalel. Lememra dinokev klalahu. This comes to tell you that nokev means to curse, because it comes up in the context of to curse. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? It said two different words. Maybe it means two different things. Maybe Nokev is Lefaresh Shem Hashem, and Vayikalel is then to curse, and it's both. V'dilma ad avit travayu, and maybe you're not chayav until you're like the Mekalel, that both was Nokev Shem Hashem. Again, we're going to suggest maybe it means Lefaresh Shem Hashem, to just say the name of God, and then he cursed. So they say, lo sal kadatach. No, we can't assume that's the case, because what does it say? Dichtiv, hotzei et ha-Mekalel. Later they call him, they say, take out the Mekalel, presumably because he cursed God, the Loktiv, Hotzeat HaNokev VeHaMekalel. They don't call him both a Nokev and a Mekalel, therefore we assume that the Nokev is just a synonymous word for Vayikalel. Shmamina Chadehi, okay, from there we can infer it's one. They don't really address the problem, which is Vayikov Ben HaYisha Yisraeli Tet HaShem Vayikalel. Why did it use both terms then, according to that? It's, but again, maybe you could say he took the name of God, and with the name of God he cursed God. Maybe that would be a, maybe they don't even say it, but it's an obvious proof for what we're trying to say, that there's something double going on, but double with the cursing and not two different actions, but yet using the name of God in which to curse God. It's not totally conclusive. I agree with you, Naomi. And again, this is one of those cases where the Gemara knows where it's going and it's just trying to show it through the verses. Tanu Rabbanan, Ish. Ma tamulomar Ish Ish. And it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish. Why does it say Ish Ish? This is back to the Pasuk. Okay, we're in Pasuk. Pasuk Tepav? Okay, thank you. Pasuk Tepav, right? Abnei Yisrael tedaber lemor Ish Ish ki yekalel Elohav v'nasachedo. So what's Ish Ish? Lerabot et ha'ovdei kochavim shemusarim ha'berkat Hashem ki Yisrael. Ish Ish means Jews and non-Jews, because this is one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and from here we're going to jump on a whole tangent getting into the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. We'll get there in a minute. We still have to finish this sugya, but now the Gemara is going to jump into what are the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Are there really seven? Maybe there's more, maybe there's less. Okay, we'll see. So, right now they're going to say that includes Ovdei Kohavim, Shemusarim, Abrakat Hashem, so they're also commanded not to curse God. But the difference between them and us is we Jews get skila and non-Jews get saif herag. Why? Shekol mitam urabnei noach ena ela b'saif. Okay, all the mitope b'nei noach, that's all the mitope b'nei noach, if you don't do them, you get saif. V'ha-me-ha-cha-nafka? 1 minute. Why are you learning it out from ish-ish? Okay, you can look at the chart. This is the first drasha. Ish-ish includes the nochrim. Now the Gemara is going to say, you should really learn it out. Didn't think we learned it out from a different pasuk. Hashem, zober kat Hashem. Okay, this is a strange drasha, but we're going to see that the rabbis used this pasuk, we'll see which pasuk in a minute, to darshan all the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. The pasuk is in Bereishit Perek Bet, okay, which makes sense if they want to darshan from here to the mitzvot b'nei noach. Even though they're b'nei noach, it's a pasuk to Adam. Why are they called mitzvot b'nei noach? Because, right, everyone else was wiped out before the Mabul, so once it was noach, right, everybody comes from noach. But this was commanded even before that to Adam. What was it said to Adam HaRishon? The first commandment, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam lemor mikol etz hagan achol tochel. Okay, so right now we're going to talk about just the word Hashem, Vayitzav Hashem, which is obviously needed for the pasuk, right? But this is a total drasha. Hashem means they're commanded not to curse Hashem. Okay, that if God commanded Adam not to curse Hashem in that pasuk, that's the drasha. So now the question is, why do we need both drashot, right? Why did we learn it from Ish-Ish if we could learn it from the pasuk to Adam HaRishon? Remember, you're better off if you can learn it, even though on the one hand, Ish-Ish is a better pasuk because it actually explicitly says that you shouldn't curse Hashem, as opposed to the pasuk to Adam HaRishon has nothing to do with cursing Hashem, it's just a drasha. On the other hand, you'd rather learn mitzvot b'nei noach from Adam HaRishon rather than learning it, a command that was given to the Jewish people, and just saying, oh, by the way, this was also given to non-Jews. So that's a bit of the background here. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha going to say? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, lo nitzricha ela l'ributei ha-kinuyim. I told you we're going to use this term kinuyim differently. This is coming to teach you, which one? Ish-ish. That nochrim are also, they're also going to get punished if, not only if they use the shem ha-meforash of Hashem, but if they use some other nickname of Hashem, some other term that God is called, even if they do that, they also get mavet. And that is Aliba de Rabbi Meir, he says. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says that's only according to Rabbi Meir, because only Rabbi Meir holds, now hold off, only according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, only Rabbi Meir holds that you're chayav on the kinuyim, that a ben noach is chayav on the kinuyim, but Chachamim disagree. And they think they're not chayav on the kinuyim, the ben noach. Okay? We're going to get to this. But I'm just giving you where we're going so you follow. But we're going to then say, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says this, that this is the case. But then we're going to say that he disagrees with Rabbi Meyasha, who holds that according to Chachamim, they are chayavim on the kinuyim. Okay, so that's the flow. We're going to basically say, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, why do we need both psukim to include the kinuyim, that non-Jews are commanded on the kinuyim, and my shita holds only like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meyasha is going to say, actually, that shita holds across the board. Everybody agrees that avdei kochavim get tzayiv, get killed, even if they use a kinuy of Hashem. That's going to be the flow right now. So, what's this machloka Rabbi Meir v'chachamim? D'tanya, ish ish ki yekalel elohav v'nasa cheto, again, the pasuk we saw before, Ma Talmud Lamar, v'halo kvar ne'amar, v'nokev Shem Hashem mot yumat. Right, the pasuk before already said, the pasuk right after says, v'nokev Shem Hashem mot yumat. So why do you have to say, ish, ish, ki yekalel elohav v'nasachet o? L'fish ne'amar, v'nokev Shem mot yumat, yechole lo yehe chayav, ela al Shem ha-miyuchah b'lvan. Notice the wording. Nokev Shem Hashem. Nokev Shem Hashem sounds like the Shem ha-meforash. Minayin l'rabot kol ha-kinuyim. So how do you know even other names of God? Talmud lamar, ish ki kalel Elohav. Elohav is always a more general term of God rather than Hashem, which is more specific. So that pasuk comes to teach you that mikol makom, in any way you curse God. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's all Rabbi Meir. And again, that assumes that these pasukim all refer to non-Jews also, from the ish-ish. V'chachamim omrim, al shem ha-miyucha b'mita v'al ha-kinuyim v'az hara. Rabbi Chachamim say, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that his version is, the Chachamim say, you get killed by death only for Shem Miyuchad if you're a non-Jew, but if you use a kinoy of Hashem, it's only an asara, meaning you shouldn't do it, but you're not going to get killed for it. Upliga de Rabbi Miyasha. And again, this approach of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha disagrees with Rabbi Miyasha. De Amar Rabbi Miyasha, Ben Noach Shebereichet Hashem B'kinuyim L'Rabbanan Chayav. He thinks that Ben Noach, even who uses a kinoy, is going to get killed. How do we know this? My time, Adam or Kra, he darshans a different part of that pasuk. Kagir ka'ezrach. This appeared at the end of the pasuk of Nokev Shem Hashem Mot Yumat. says Kager Kaizrach. What does that come to teach you? Okay, for here I darshaned at the bottom. I made a chart at the bottom to show the different options of the drashot here. Gerv Ezrachu de Beinam binakvoshem, avalove kochavim afilu bikinui. Okay, no, Kev Shem Hashem Pasuk is, right, a ger and an Ezrach needs to use Shema Mefarash in order to get killed. But what's a ger or an Ezrach? A ger is a real convert, right? Someone who's actually Jewish. And an Ezrach is someone who's Jewish. But Ove Kochavim Afilu Bikinoi. He's even going to get killed for a kinoi. Okay, so a Jew won't get killed for it, but a non-Jew will. If Rabbi Meir, Hai Kagerka Ezrach Mayavidle, if Rabbi Meir holds that you do get killed, so then what's he going to say? Ger Ezrach Beskila Aval Ove Kochavim Besayif. He's just going to say, Kagerka Ezrach is coming to distinguish which mitah they get. Salkada Tachamina, you might have thought, Ho'il v'itrabu, itrabu, kamash malan. You might have thought, since the Ovei Kochavim in Yisrael are considered equal in this mitzvah, maybe they would get the same mitah. And no, the answer is not. In other words, since the Ovei Kochavim was darshaned exactly like Ish, right? So Kagerka Ezrach comes to say they're different. For Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Aliva Durabanan, Hai Kager Kezrach Mai Avidle. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's approach, what's he going to darshan from that? According to Rabbanan, Ger Ezrachu Debinan Bishem, Avalove Kochavim Lo. Debinan Shem Bishem, Avalove Kochavim Lo. He's going to say the distinction is between do they need Shem Bishem or just Shem. Okay? But obviously, according to him, everybody will only get killed if they use Shem Amifogash, because he said, Kinoi, you're not Chayav. Ish ish lamali, and why do Chachamim say ish ish according to this? Because remember, ish ish, we said according to Rabbi Meir was lerabot et hanochrim, that they're musharim the same way. According to Tanakama, why ish ish lamali? So what do we say? Dibrat Torah kilashom bnei adam. They didn't darshan it. They just said, oh, it's kilashom bnei adam. Okay, and therefore they think that there's a difference. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to get into the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, Nitzvu B'nei Noach. Dinim, okay, you need courts. And we're going to talk about what exactly this means. There's a bit of a debate about how far we go with what courts means. But you need a system of law. Uberkat Hashem, cursing God. Avodah Zarah, right, worshipping other gods. Giloy Arayot. Okay, the rabbis assume that we're talking about any of the arayot mentioned in the Torah, your mother, your brother, your all those arayot, okay? All those also are forbidden to non-Jews. Ushvichut damim, okay, the only one they distinguish, by the way, is the arusa. The arusa, they say, is not considered a problem for non-Jews, maybe because they don't view erusin as something real in the non-Jewish world, not sure. Shvichut damim, killing, gezel, stealing, ever menachai. Okay, taking a limb from an animal. Before we go on, there's an interesting machlok at Rambam about the dinim. The Rambam says that dinim means you set up the court in order to rule. What kind of courts do the non-Jews need? In order to rule on the six other mitzvot. Okay, that they're b'nei Noach courts, so to speak. The Rambam says, no, a court system means, and then the Rambam basically expands it, it's a court system to deal with all sorts of dinei mamonot issues that come up. Theft and business dealings and, you know, a much broader range. It seems the Rambam doesn't necessarily disagree with that in practicality, because the Rambam will say that all comes under gezel. Right, so the category of gezel is a much broader, according to the Rambam, and according to the Ramban, dinim is much more broad. Dinim includes all sorts of other things. Not sure what the nafkamina would be, but it's an interesting machloka. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamla or ben Gamliel Omer, af al hadam minachai. You also can't have blood. You can't eat blood from an animal that's alive. That's also included. Rabbi Chitka Omer, af al sirus. You're not allowed to castrate people. So here you start to see that it wasn't so clear. We all call Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Different people had different ones that they added. It wasn't clear it was exactly seven. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afal HaKishuf, also on all sorts of magic witchcraft. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaAmor B'Parshat Kishuf B'nei Noach Muzhar Alav. Okay, he says everything mentioned in the Parsha of Kishuf, the Ben Noach is commanded. Okay, I wanted to show you what this is. In Dvarim Perek Yuchet, I brought it at the bottom of the sheet. Okay, ki ata ba'al ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach, lo tilmad la'asot ketoavot hagoyim ha'ele. Okay, so don't do like them. Lo yimatze b'chan. Here's a list. Ma'avir b'no b'to ba'esh. You shouldn't put your kids through fire. Kosem k'samim. Me'onen. Minachesh. Mechashef. We're going to go later through what all these are, not today. B'chover chaver. B'shoev ovi yidoni. B'doresh al ha'mitim. Okay, these are all sorts of people who, you know, fortune tellers and palm readers and that kind of stuff, or people who bring up the dead in different ways. Kit, I'm not sure if all those things would 100% come into the context of, you know, Esor B'nai Noach, but the general concept is that. Ki to'avat Hashem kol oseh eileh. Now here's where we're going to learn how we know they're it's a mitzvah b'nei Noach. Ubiglal ha'to'evot ha'eileh Hashem Elokecha morish otam mipanecha. Because they do all these things, that's why God kicked them out of the land and basically gave it to you, right? And we were commanded to kill them. So what do you see? God wouldn't punish unless he warned. It must be they were mitzvot b'nei Noach that they were supposed to do, and that's why they were obligated in death. So therefore, he says, it's not just, right, I'm not sure the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, but I guess Rabbi Shimon is more narrow about Kishufin specifically, and Rabbi Yossi says all things that are mentioned relating to this Kishuf, Beno would be Muzhar, okay, Lo Yimasei B'cha Beno, now I'm just reading in the Gemara, the Pasuk we just saw, Ubito Be'esh, Kosem Ksamim, Onei Menachesh, Mechashef, Bechover Chaver Shoeh B'Yidoni, B'Doresh L'Amitim, Ubgalat Toivot Ha'el Hashem Orish Otam Mipanecha. Okay, I wanted to just show you the whole entire pasuk. Here it just quotes parts of it. V'lo anash elam kain is here, right? God wouldn't punish unless he warned. Rabbi Elazar omer afa hakilayim. Okay, even kilayim they're chayav, which, okay, right? Why kilayim? We'll see in a minute. Or at least I'm going to suggest him. It doesn't really say, but listen. Mutarim b'nei Noach lebosh kilayim v'lizroa kilayim. They're allowed to wear shatnez and they're allowed to plant, graft fruits and vegetables. Just vegetables. Ve'ein asurin ela bahar ba'ad behema. Okay, crossbreeding animals they're chayav ubahar kavata ilan, and crossbreeding trees. I'm assuming my only sense is that what's the problem with kilayim? It's basically playing God. You're saying I'm creating my own things, and why they draw the line exactly between, not sure, vegetables and fruits, but maybe again, fruit trees are much more, they last much longer than vegetables, right? Vegetables will grow one season, maybe you'll have to grow them again, but not necessarily, right? They're not as permanent as trees. So maybe crossbreeding animals and crossbreeding trees are much more problematic in terms of trying to play God than the others. Okay, that's the way I view it as to why he added kilayim. Okay, now where do we get the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach? We're back to the beginning now. So we saw all different opinions about what these are. But now, where do we learn this from? Amar B'Yochanan, Damar Kra. We already said this, but now we're going to see where they darshan it from this pasuk. Vayitzav Hashem Elohim al Adam lemor mikol etz hagan achol tochel. Vayitzav. Elu hadinim. Okay, Vayitzav tzivoy. Right, who makes commands? The courts. Even though, right, it's really the legislative branch that makes commands, but okay. V'chein hu omer, they're similar enough. V'chein hu omer, here we're going to quote, every time we're going to say a word means something, we're going to quote another pasuk that uses that word, the root of that word, in the context that we're looking for. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzaveh et banav v'chulei. You have to really read the whole pasuk. This is in Bereishit Yud-Chet. It's what Hashem says to Abraham. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzaveh banav v'et beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat. See, right? Okay, so here's tzivoy connected with tzedakah u'mishpat. V'chein Hashem, zobrkat Hashem, v'chein hu omer, v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. Okay, so they use the word Hashem from the nokev shem Hashem in the cursing. Say, so Hashem must be referring to cursing. Elohim, zo avodah kochavim, like Elohim achirim. V'chein hu omer, lo yeh lecha Elohim achirim, apanai, right? Al ha'adam, zo shvichut damim. Okay, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, right? Al ha'adam is killing Adam. V'cheinu omer shofech dam ha'adam, right? Anyone who kills another person, damo yishafech. Lemor, this is the most difficult one, to say, right? So now to say, what do they say? Zogi lo arayot. How do you get that that's gilo arayot? V'cheinu omer, lemor, heini shalach isha tishtova, chame itova, ital ishacher. There's some pasuk about, in the Nevi'im, in Yirmiyahu, about, you know, a person will send his wife out and she'll go be with some other man, Eshet Ish. So what do we see here? The word Lemor appears there. The word Lemor appears here. That must mean Kiloreya. Obviously, that's a more difficult one. Mikol Eitz Hagan, Velo Gezel. Okay, right? You can eat from here, but not from anywhere else, so don't steal. Achol Tochel, right? Eating, what relates to eating? Below Eiver Min HaChai. Okay, you can eat this, but don't eat an Eiver Min HaChai. Okay, obviously, this is a very loose drasha, right? It's not that they really learned it from here, but again, they wanted to connect it to some pasuk, which referred to pre, you know, Bnei Israel, before the Torah was given. Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Ifcha, he switches around a little bit. Vayitzav, he says, Zo Avodat Kochavim, and Elohim Zo Dinim. Okay, Elohim means to set up the courts, and Vayitzav is Avodat Kochavim. So the Gemara is going to say what you're probably thinking, which is, Bishlama Elohim Zo Dinim. I understand that Elohim is Dinim, because I even mentioned it earlier today. Dechtiv, Vinikrav Balabayit El Elohim. There's all sorts of situations. In this case, it's when the Eved wants to stay longer than the 6 years. So the Balabayit takes him to El Elohim. He doesn't take him to God. Where does he take him? To the court. Elohim often means court. Ela Vayitzav Zo Avodah Zarah, my mashma. But how do you get from Vayitzav to Avodah Zarah? Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Chan Amar Saru Meher Min HaDerech Asher Tzivitim, Asu Lahem Egal Masecha. They left from the path that you commanded, and they made Egal Masecha. V'chan Amar, so there you see Tzav in connection with Avodah Zarah, Ashok Ephraim Ratzotz Mishpat, Ki Yo'il Halach Acharei Tzav. Right, you should punish them because they went after Tzav. What does Tzav mean in this pasuk? They went after the commandments of the Avdei Kochavim. You know, the Elilim, the other gods. So now, what's the difference whether you use my binayu, whether you use one pasuk or the other? So now they're going to darsh. A non-Jew who does Avodah Zarah, but doesn't, he makes it, but he doesn't actually bow down to it. How do you see that? Lamanda amar asu egal masecha. So what do you see? It's wrong for just making them. Mishat asiya mechayev. You're already chayav. The Oved Avodah Zarah who creates Avodah Zarah, just creates it, doesn't worship it, is already chayav. Okay? That's from the, if you learn it from the Egal Masecha, because it says, asu Egal Masecha. Lemanda amar ki yo'il halach. There it says, right, because they went after the Oved Kochavim, to go at the Elilim. If you go after them, what does it mean? Ada azal batrao palachla. You actually have to worship them in order for the Oved Avodah Zarah to be chayav. So we now have two tracks. We're either going to say a non-Jew who creates psalim is already chayav death, and one track that says, no, he's only chayav death if he actually worships them. So now they're going to say, wait a minute. There's a problem with one of these shitot. Lamanda amar, sorry, where are we? Umi ika lamanda amar akum shasa oved kochavim velo shachavala chayav. How could you say that just by creating a pesel he's chayav? V'hatanya, isn't there a brayta that says be'akum dvarim shebeitin shel Yisrael mamitin alehem benoach muzhar alehem ein beitin shel Yisrael mamitin alehem ein benoach muzhar alehem. So they start off and say like this. Ben Noach is only going to be chayav mavet if the Jew is also chayav mavet on the same thing. And what is this saying? But they're not chayav mavet if the non-Jew, if the Jew himself wouldn't be chayav mavet for the same thing. Lemi'ute mai, what is this coming to exclude? Is it not lav lemi'ute akum shasav adazarav lo shachavala? That in that case, a Jew who makes a pesel is not chayav mavet. He's only chayav if he worships it. So how can we suggest that the akum would be chayav mavet on something that a Jew isn't even chayav mavet on? Okay? So Amar Papa, lo, it's not coming lemi'ute akum shasav avodazarav lo shachavala. It's lemi'ute gipuf vinishuk. Okay, it's saying hugging and kissing. That's a case where a non-Jew, we're not going to be mechayev him mavet on, okay? But making a pesel, we would be. Gifuf v'nishuk demai. What kind of gifuf v'nishuk are we talking about? Hugging and kissing a pesel. Ilema kedarka, if that's the way to worship that particular pesel, that everybody worships it through hugging and kissing, well then, barkat lehu, then even a Jew's going to get killed for that. Ela lemi'ute shelo kedarka. It's to say that if it's not, if that kind of, remember, the Psalim each had different ways each one was worshipped, right? Like the Molech, they would sacrifice their son to, different things had different ways. So therefore, if they did Gipuf and Ishuk, if you're a Jew and you do Gipuf and Ishuk to something that it's not the Derech to worship it that way, you don't get killed. And therefore, the Akum also wouldn't get killed for that. But the assumption is, but an Akum that would make a Pesel would get killed. So B'nai Noach, Elamute Shalokadarka. Okay. Dinim, Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach Ifkud, V'hatanya, B'nei Noach were commanded on dinim, on courts. V'hatanya, Esther mitzvot nitzdevu Yisrael b'mara. If you remember, they were in Mara right after they got out of Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah. It says they were commanded 10 mitzvot there. What were the 10 mitzvot? Sheva shekiblu alehem b'nei Noach, 7 b'nei Noach, v'osifu alehem dinim v'shabbat v'kibud aveim. Okay, then they got added 3 mitzvot. They were taught 3 mitzvot in addition to the 7, dinim, shabbat, v'kibud aveim. So how could we say the 7 included the dinim if here, when they got to Mara, they were commanded an addition of dinim? So what do they say? How do we know that they were dinim, shabbat, v'kibud aveim before we get to the answer? Dinim dechtiv sham samlo chok u'mishpat. That's what it says in Mara. They were given chok u'mishpat. Sounds like dinim. Shabbat, v'kibud aveim dechtiv. There's an interesting proof. In the Aseret HaDibrot, what does it say? Both by Shabbat and Kibbud HaBa'im, Ka'asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Like God commanded you. When did God command you? Before we got the Torah. It must be that's what they were commanded in Mara. Ba'amar Rav Yitzchak, Ka'asher Tzivcha B'mara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ka'asher Tzivcha B'mara. That's where they were commanded. So the answer to this, and we'll end with this, El Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Lo Nitzracha Ela Le'eda Ve'edim V'hatra'a. Okay, in other words, there's two types of dinim. That's why I said when we get to dinim, we'll talk about it later. One is just to set up a system of courts. But in Mara, what were the Jews commanded? That you need Eda, which is, remember we darshan from the word Eda back to the very first page in Sanhedrin, the 23. That you need a court of 23, that you need Edim, and you need two witnesses, and you need Hatra'ah, you need warning. Those were the things that they got. That was the Sham Sam Lechok U'Mishpat, was a more developed court system, but not a basic court system. So then they say, Yihachi Maivo Sifo Alehen Dinim. But why does it say they added Dinim? Dinim sounds like courts, not details of the courts. So it can't be that. El Amarava Alonitzpo El Dine Knasot. Maybe it means Dine Knasot they were added, not Eda Edim and Hatra'ah, but in Mara they got Knasot, that there's fines also. But again, Akati Vosifu bid dinim abayle. It should have said onto the dinim it added. Ella Amarava Chabar Yaakov lo nitzcha ella lo shiv beitim b'chol pelech b'pelech b'chol ir v'ir. So they say no. It was to tell you that you have to have courts in every city. So then, just to drop more, b'ha b'nei noach lo ifkud. B'nei noach weren't commanded. And now they're saying that this was only Mara. This wasn't b'nei noach. But b'nei noach weren't commanded to put up courts in every city. V'atanya k'shem shnitzvu Yisrael lo shiv batei dinim b'chol pelech u'pelech b'chol ir v'ir. Kach nitzvu b'nei noach lo shiv batei dinim b'chol pelech pelech b'chol ir v'ir. So it can't be that either, because we know that b'nei noach were commanded to do that. So what is it? El amarava hay tana debe menashe. Who, this goes like the Tana of Nebe Menashe, which we'll read tomorrow. Demapik dach va'ayo sach. He took out dinim and the kaf. He took out dinim and what? What did you say? No, uberkat Hashem. Yeah, I don't know why that's kaf. He took out dinim and berkat Hashem, and he added sirus v'kilayim. Okay, he switched those. He didn't think. Okay, the times of Ben Menashe didn't think that dinim was originally in there. So the brayta that goes that says that what they got at Mara was dinim didn't hold like our source that we saw before. He had a different approach, and we'll read his source tomorrow.